joined by Grizzlies forward B.J. Duffin. The victory that you needed in a must-win game here tonight. Series is tied 2-2 after a 6-2 win. You come out and get the first goal for your team this evening. Just how important were those two penalty kills, though, before that to get you some traction and, you know, maybe after a little bit of a tentative start to get you guys rolling in this game?
Yeah, PK, especially with the way we play hard, gritty games, so we tend to take a little more penalties than we should. And PK all series, actually all year, has been unbelievable. And the guys that are working that might not get all the credit on the score sheet, like Moore and Pollock, but takes just as much of them blocking shots, keeping the puck out of the net, as it does the guys, Mapp and Doro, Gary, scoring. So it's great to have those guys on a team. That's what it takes to be a championship team.
You get the opening goal in this one, second time in a series that you bat it out of the air. I'm not sure what you could attribute the head-eye coordination to, but just to see that go in and have you guys have the lead in this game, that must have been a big moment for you.
Yeah, getting the first goal in any game is important, especially in a game elimination, because then the opposite team, they're gonna start thinking and start clenching their sticks a little harder. So it's important to get that first goal. But credit to Star, he stick to our game plan, took the puck to the net, took a shot, rebound. I closed my eyes and swung at it, and somehow it ended up in the back of the net, so we'll take it.
The second period, Jordan Lajmadeer throws the big hit, and you guys get the rush up the ice there. Just talk about that play.
Big hit on one of their big players and calls a turnover. Star goes down, takes a nice, and again, far pad shot, and I was Johnny on the spot, I guess, and was able to put it in. And another goal that we could credit to the defense and really playing to win.
In game one, you had a couple of goals that went in with your net front presence by the forwards, but maybe just tell us what has been so good about your defense so far. They've done a tremendous job in getting the shots through to the net.
Yeah, the biggest thing is they're just keeping it simple. All we can practice leading up to playoffs, that's all we were doing. Lats would take them through drills where they put some silly-looking drills, but it's obviously been working and just getting the pucks through, and especially with a goalie like D'Amico, who tends to leave out a lot of rebounds. If we get traffic in front, and as long as the defensemen get those pucks through, there's going to be a lot of pucks to go in the back of the net.
And tonight, you guys got to those rebounds as well. What was the difference in getting around their defense or getting to those areas at the top of the crease tonight for the forwards?
I think just desperation. We knew we were in a, if we lost, that's it. So we had our backs against the wall, and Grizzlies usually come out fighting, and that's what we did. So we perhaps went to the net a little harder than we should, and we got to keep that up.
Last season, Matt Marson, who had the hat trick, helped you guys get to game five tonight. Yourself and Ty Mappin both get two goals. Can you just talk about just this team's approach in these games and you know, maybe knowing that you guys are going to find a hero?
We're a pretty deep and pretty skilled team, and anybody can step up on any given night, so it's really good to have that. That's, again, going back to midget, that's what our team is like, and that's a winning team. So credit to Brett Hoff, you know, his coaching staff all year, who have been preaching that just wait for playoffs, and it's showing now.
Yeah, you guys from Red Deer, Jack Gorenson's moved back to defense, been willing to take on that role. Dustin Gorgie has been scoring in this series as well. Chris Gary gets a couple of points tonight, obviously yourself as well. Can you talk about what it has meant to you guys to have played for that Red Deer team and won the Talis Cup, and how that's coming out so quickly, and you know, some of the rookies on this team even, and obviously Mappin with a big game tonight as well.
I mean, playing for Doug, you obviously learn how to win. You're on a pretty good, pretty deep team that Doug Hill puts you in different roles, so it's good development playing there, because he'll play you all around. And yeah, so it's just stepping in to the league as rookies, knowing how to win, it really helps the team out, especially when we're pushing forward from the back up, when their team is keying on our top guys. So it's really important to have that, and yeah, it's awesome.
Last year, you went to Okotoks for Game 5. They wound up winning the series, and your season ended. It's 1 year, you know, to the date. It'll be Wednesday the 12th again here, and you'll have an opportunity to go to Okotoks. What does that mean to you, and what do you expect from your team?
It's been a process all series just to bang them down, and you can see towards the end of the game they were shutting down. Their top defensemen weren't even going in the corners anymore. They were scared of guys like Moore and Aramanko and Morel, all those guys bearing down on them. And yeah, so that, like, it's a process. Like, having a team that is very deep and can all play different roles and everything, it's important, because we can really bang bodies out there and destroy their confidence.